So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, kol hazvachim shekiblu domen zar v'chulu pasal. If after Shechita, one of the following people who are disqualified to do the Avodah received the carbon's blood into a Kli Sharis, or performed one of the other Avodahs, the Avodah is disqualified, as the Mishnah elaborates. If the Avodah was performed by a Zar, a non-Kohen, or Einan, a Kohen whose close relative died that day and is not yet buried, or Tful Yom, a Tami person who immersed in a mikveh, but it was before Erev Shemesh sundown, and his Tahara is not yet complete, or Mechusa Kippurim, a Tami person who requires a carbon to achieve complete Tahara, or Mechusa Begadim, a Kohen who is missing one of his required garments, or Shalei Rochad Sudaim Raglayim, a Kohen who did not wash his hands and feet from the Kir, or Aral, a Kohen who was not able to have a Bris Milah, or Tami, a Kohen who is Tami, or Yeshiv, a Kohen who sat during the Avodah, or Oymel Agabe Kalim Agabe Behema Agabe Ragli Chaveri. During the Avodah, the Kohen was standing either on a utensil, or on an animal, or on the feet of another person. This constitutes a chatzitza, a separation between the Kohen's feet and the ritzpa, the floor of the Azara. Pasal, in all these cases, the Avodah becomes disqualified. The Gemara proceeds with the Torah sources for each one of the above-mentioned psuli Avodah. Zar Pasal. There are three sources that a non-Kohen who performs the Avodah makes a Pasal. Levi cites the following pasuk that refers to the Issa HaKrav Betuma. Daber Laharim V'Abonav Lemer V'Yinazru Mekotcha B'nei Yisrael V'lo Yichalu. The words B'nei Yisrael are not needed to teach the Isser Tumah, because all Karbonis, even those of Nashim, women, and of Akum, non-Jews, may not be brought Betuma. Therefore, B'nei Yisrael comes to teach a second Isser, and the pasuk is read as follows. V'Yinazru Mekotcha V'lo Yichalu. A Kohen Tameh should refrain from doing the Avodah while he's Tameh, and he will not cause the Karbonis to become defiled. And the Yinazru B'nei Yisrael V'lo Yichalu. A Yisrael should refrain from doing the Avodah, and it will not cause the Karbonis to become defiled. This implies, however, Zar Sha'avat Chil. If a Zar did perform the Avodah, it becomes disqualified. The Beir Shmuel says the sources through Itzar HaShav a combined comparison. The Gemara first makes the comparison from both Baal Mum, a coin that has a blemish, and Tamei, and that Hatzar HaShav Shebehen Shemuzharin Vim Avdu Chil Loi Afanei Evi Zar Shu Muzer Vim Avat Chil. For both Baal Mum and Tamei, there is a prohibition not to perform the Avodah. Regarding Baal Mum, the pasuk states, V'lo Yigash. And regarding Tamei, the previous pasuk states, V'yinazru Mikotche. And if they did so, the Avodah becomes disqualified. Because regarding Baal Mum, the pasuk states, Mum boy V'lo Yichal. And regarding Tamei, the pasuk states, V'lo Yichalu. So too, for a Zar who also has a prohibition not to perform the Avodah, as the pasuk states, V'zar Le'ikar Baleichem. And if he did so, the Avodah becomes disqualified. The Gemara, however, rejects this Tzad HaShav because Mala Tzad HaShav Shebehen Shekein Loi Huchu Bebama. Both Baal Mum and Tam may have the same Chumra stringency that they are forbidden to do the Avodah at a Bamas Yachid during the times when the private altar was permitted. But a Zar is permitted to do the Avodah at a Bamas Yachid. Therefore, the Gemara makes the same Tzad HaShav from Baal Mum and Oinen, who is permitted to do the Avodah at a Bamas Yachid, and a Tzad HaShav Shebehen Shemuzharen Ve'im Abdu Chil Loi Afin the Evi Zar Shu Muzer Ve'im Avod Chil. Rav Misharshi derives the source from Yeshiv, either through a Kabbal Chaymer, and that my Yeshiv she'eichel im avad chil, zar she'ena oichel in a din shim avad chil, a kohen who is seated, has a kula that is permitted to eat kachay kachim, but nevertheless he disqualifies the Avodah. So to a zar who is forbidden to eat kachay kachim certainly disqualifies the Avodah. Or the source is through a tzad hashav from Yeshiv together with either Baal Mum or Tamei. And there's no pircha of Bamas Yachid, because Yeshiv is also permitted at a Bamas Yachid, as the pasuk states, Lam lefnei Hashem l'sharsoi lefnei Hashem v'loi lefnei Bama. Amidah is required only in the Beis HaMikdash, but not in a Bama. The Gemara proceeds with four sources for the next halacha in the Mishnah, Oinin Pasl, a Kohen whose close relative died that day and is not yet buried, disqualifies the Avodah. The first source is in the pasuk that refers to Kohen Gadol Oinin that states, U'min HaMikdash lo yetze b'lo yichal. A Kohen Gadol who is an Oinin may remain in the Beis HaMikdash and perform the Avodah, and it does not become Pasal. This implies, however, Ha'achar Shalei Yatzel Chil. A Kohen Hedid, an Oinin, may not perform the Avodah, and if he did, it becomes Pasal. The second source is in the Pasuk of the first Se'irish Chedish at the inauguration of the Mishkan that was burned after the deaths of Nadav Aviu. The Pasuk states, V'yema Aron al Moshe, Hein Hayoim Hekrivu Es Chatasim. Hein Hekrivu? Ani Hekrafti. Aaron HaKohen told Moshe that the Seirish Chedesh had not become possible because he, as Kohen Gadol, performed the Avodah, not his sons. This implies, however, Mechlal di inhu akriv shaper istarf. If his sons, who were Kahanim had Yoitim, had performed the Avodah while they were Oininim, the Avodah would be disqualified and the carbon needs to be burned. As part of this discussion, the Gemara cites a Machlekes later in the Masecht and the reason this Seirish Chedesh was burned. According to this opinion that we derive from here, that Oinim Pasal, Mibnei Aninus Nisrafo. It was burned because it was brought by Oinim. According to the other opinions that we do not derive from here, that Oinim Pasal, it's because they hold Mibnei Tumah Nisrafo. It was burned because it somehow became Tameh. The third source is a tzad hashavah from balmum and zar and tamei, in that tzad hashavah shebehen she muzharin vim abdu chilloi, afani evi einin she muzir vim avet chil. The fourth source is that it's derived from yeshiv, either through a kabbal chaymer that ma yeshiv she oichel im avet chil, einin she eino oichel in adin shem avet chil, or through a tzad hashavah from yeshiv in either balmum or tamei. Rava now makes a distinction in the halacha of einin pasal. Loi shanu el bekar ben yachid. Einin pasal. A carbon tzibur, miratza. Only if an einin, a kohen hedya, does the avoid of a private carbon, it becomes pasal. But if an einin does the avoid of a public carbon, it remains kosher, because there's a kavachemah from the isur tuma. Ma tuma shalei hutra mechlala eitzel kohen gadol b'karben yachid, hutra eitzel hedyid b'karben tzibur. In a carbon yachid, the isur tuma is forbidden even to a kohen gadol. And nevertheless, in a carbon tzibur, the isur tuma becomes permitted even to a kohen hedyid. That regarding aninus shehutra mechlala itzel kohen gadol b'karben yachid, and the din shehutra itzel kohen hedyid b'karben tzibur, where in the karben yachid the isur einin is permitted to a kohen gadol, certainly in the karben tzibur the isur einin becomes permitted to a kohen hedyid. As Rashi explains, this kal vachomer is based on the following three assumptions: the isur tuma b'karben yachid applies even to a kohen gadol because the pasuk is b'stama, does not differentiate, and the heter tuma b'karben tzibur applies even to a kohen hedyid because the pasuk is b'stama. The heter einin b'kohen gadol applies even in the karben yachid because the pasuk is b'stama. And the kavachemah comes to differentiate in the isur einin b'kohen hedyid, that although the pasuk is b'stama, nevertheless the isur applies only to a karben yachid, but not in the karben tzibur. Therefore, the Gemara proceeds and asks that the kavachemah can be made differently to reverse these halachas as follows. V'tutur tuma eitzel kohen gadol b'karben yachid. The isur tuma b'karben yachid should not apply to a kohen gadol. And v'lo tutur tuma itzel kohen hedyid b'karben tzibur, and the heter tuma b'karben tzibur should not apply to a kohen hedyid. And lo tutur aninus itzel kohen gadol b'karben yachid, the heter einim b'kohen gadol should not apply in a karben yachid. Therefore, the Gemara concludes el ikla mifrach hachi v'ikla mifrach hachi kol chad v'chad teiku b'duchte. Rabbis kavachemah cannot be made because it can work both ways. Therefore, the four pesukim remain b'stama. And accordingly, einin pasul afilu b'karben tzibur, because the pasuk does not differentiate between karben yachid and karben tzibur.